This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
Okay, there's a myth in the self-storage industry, and the myth is that square foot per capita gives you a clear look at supply-demand in a particular market or trade area. And the reality is today, that's a myth, and we're going to break that myth apart in this episode, hopefully once and for all. My name's Mark. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses a lot of the training that I offer, both paid for and free, like this. You can find out more about the products and services I offer at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Click the store tab and you can see the courses. Now, since I've been in the business in the mid-90s, square foot per capita is the Bible metric for supply demand in a particular location, market, trade area, or in the country. Now, the problem is, it's just not an accurate metric anymore. I've said this before, but no other industry I know of uses this metric to determine whether there's demand for what they offer in a particular location. I've done a lot of gap analysis, primarily retail gap analysis for all kinds of users in my commercial real estate business, and no one ever has used square foot per capita to determine whether there's demand for their product or not. Now, if anybody knows of an industry other than self-storage that does, share it. I'd love to find out about that. But it's just not an accurate metric anymore. It doesn't give you the information that you need. It gives you some information. But if you're going to make a decision whether there's demand in a particular location based on square foot per capita, you could be in for a problem. Or worse, you could miss a great opportunity. There's just too many variables affecting demand in the storage industry today that this metric doesn't even take into consideration. Let's talk about a couple of them. So the first one is competing facilities. So let's say that this metric was true, like it's a good representation of supply and demand. How it's used today is misleading. So we look at a trade area primarily defined by drive time, maybe a few geographical features such as a state boundary or a river or something like that, or a radius, 3 to 5 miles. Doesn't matter how you define the trade area, but let's use radius. Let's use a 5 mile radius. And let's say within your 5 mile radius, there's a number of facilities. So what do people do today? They take all the square footage of all the facilities in that 5 mile radius and determine what the current supply is. Well, that's wrong. That's misleading. Let's say that there's a facility located 4.9 miles away. Every facility has its own market area. That particular facility may have only 20% of its square footage that literally fall into the possibility of people in your trade area using that facility. But more importantly, just given how this industry has evolved, what it does not take into account, square foot per capita does not take into account the quality and the type of facilities that are out there. If I'm in a demographic area where my average income, let's say, is $80,000, and there is a 1982 facility with no fencing on a gravel lot in an industrial park, or a clean new shiny storage facility that we're putting up that is gated, fence, cameras, climate control, non-climate control, retail items. Do you think that that property in the industrial park is a competitor of mine? Not on your life. It isn't. But yet, that square footage is calculated in the supply, and it determines whether my product has demand or not. Totally misleading. Maybe 1982, that might have been a good metric. Not today. Square foot per capita also doesn't take into account the population demographics. So let's say that the median income is $65,000, average income is $82,000. Do you think that person's going to gravitate towards older, non-safe, cheap storage facilities? Or are they going to go for nicer product? This myth metric of square foot per capita also doesn't take into account population growth. Education level, I'm finding, is somewhat important nowadays. Why? Well, particularly now, we have a lot of unknowns in the macroeconomic landscape. It can change on a dime, as we've all seen in March of 2026. People with higher education levels tend to be able to fare through through choppy economic times better. Income and education levels and population growth, in my opinion, are real critical factors in determining supply and demand. Square foot per capita doesn't really address it. It might take into consideration future demand, but really doesn't take into effect all the things that are important about population demographics in a trade area. Doesn't take into account whether that's a healthy economic trade area or not. Median income is just one metric that can help you determine that. The myth metric doesn't take into account the quality of retailers, the quality of the shopping in the area, the quality of the housing in the area. Doesn't take into account, are there national retail chains? Will people be driving up and down the roads your facilities are on to go to schools, do their shopping? The myth metric doesn't take any of that into account. In my world, that's pretty critical. I want, in a perfect scenario, 100% of my trade area seeing my product, which leads me to visibility. The myth metric doesn't take into account visibility. If people know and see my product when they go online searching for storage, they will recognize our facility and will be one of the first calls or clicks that they make. And if we know what we're doing, our chances of capturing that potential customer are greatly enhanced. Why? Because of visibility. Myth metric doesn't take that into account. The myth metric also doesn't take into account pricing. I've seen trade areas that in feasibility reports, or you go on to Radius Plus or one of these subscription services, that have 13 square feet per capita. What would you say at 13 square feet per capita? Well, according to the myth metric, you're way overbuilt. However, if you look at the discounts going on, you won't find any or very few. Maybe one or two of the REITs might have dollar first month, but you go to the locals, no discounting going on. You go to the rates, in-store rates are at or very close to web rates. You call a few of those facilities, they may have a 10 by 20 or a 5 by 5, but most of their units appear to be highly occupied. But yet it's 13 square feet per capita. I've seen that over and over and over again. I've also seen 7 square feet, 6.5 square feet per capita. But you look into some of these subscription services that scrape websites pretty frequently, you're going to see 50% off, first 4 months, half price from almost every facility in that particular trade area. I don't care what the square foot per capita is. I'm not going in there and putting new product in there or trying to do an expansion and compete with that. For these reasons, and probably a few more, it's time to really shed, as an industry, that metric, the myth metric, as the primary metric we use to determine supply demand. It's misleading. You can make mistakes. And to have our lending, to a large degree, dependent on that, is just a dumb way to function in our industry these days. May have been good if it ever was in the 80s or early 90s, maybe through the 90s, but probably not really. So it's time to shed this as the main metric. I'm interested in it, but not as much as some of these other metrics I've talked about. I would love it if someone smarter than me, which is probably not that hard, as you can see, would design an algorithm that could measure these things. Look, there is no perfect property. You will not find one storage facility, in my opinion, that will check off every single box in your buy box. I don't need them all checked off. I just need a good deal that can grow over time. As we all know, storage is a get-rich-slow product, but it's hard to get rich slow if the only metric you really rely on is the myth metric of square foot per capita to determine supply-demand. Just my thoughts, as we start the second quarter of 2026, and I hope to see you at the Inside Self-Storage Convention in Las Vegas this year in April. See you there or see you next week. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'll look forward to being with you again soon.